Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Zooming along, John.
And zooming along, and we're with Tom Camber. And Tom is the founder. I mean, this is the most tremendous organization of OATS, which is Older Adults Technology Services. And just before we went to this last break, we were talking about how a person can take the programs that are offered by OATS and utilize them to affect personal change in their life. Ultimately, that's what I'm trying to get at, because, you know, without technology, you're going to sit home, you're going to watch TV, you've lost your children because they're only a phone call, you're not seeing anybody, et cetera, et cetera. However, with technology, with Zoom and everything else that's going on, Zoom, we're here because of Zoom, with all the stuff that's going on, if the senior takes hold of it, okay, and embraces this technology, then the world's the limit for them. I mean, they can be in touch with their friends in California, Denver, New Jersey, Hawaii, all at the same time, and then come up with a plan. And I personally think that it's not a ritual. I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, but sometimes the impetus for change comes from one of these things. And all of a sudden, it's like, I can do that. And you see them coming out of their shell. Do you agree, Tom? I mean, you have every right to disagree with me, whatever your opinion is.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I think things are, there is a slow, but a very observable change in how we think about aging today. And again, I'm not originally trained as a gerontologist, but I've worked a lot with real experts in the field over the last 10 years. And they pointed out that the demographic is changing so much that we it's almost as if, the analogy that I like to use is what they call infill development. So in Lower Manhattan many years ago, we were digging out subway tunnels and things. We had all this extra dirt and land, and they just dumped it in the Hudson River along the lower part of Manhattan. And then eventually they had so much land that they could build Battery Park City on top of it. And it was a weird opportunity because Manhattan had all developed, but suddenly there was this, you know, hundreds of acres of land that they could do something new with. And they were able to design a whole community from scratch with a new set of tools. And that's kind of what's going on with our lifespans today. You know, in this era, we've added more years to the human lifespan in the last century than we did in all of human history before that. And the idea that people could retire, you may know this already, but the idea that retirement should happen at 65, that was invented in the 1800s. Because Otto von Bismarck in Germany was trying to create the first social security program. And they said, when do you want to start paying people? And he said, what's a really advanced age when everybody's almost going to be passed away, so I don't have to pay too many people? They said 65 is a pretty good year to start. And he started that because only 4% of the people in Germany were living past 65 at the time. Well, somehow that 100-year-old concept, which doesn't apply at all to our society today, is still a kind of a threshold that we use as a marker for how we're thinking about aging, which of course doesn't make any sense. And so what you have is all of these older people. What I hear when I talk to seniors at Senior Planet is they come to me and they say, I was walking down the street today, I looked in a storefront window and I saw this old person looking at me and I was, who's that woman? Because people don't feel old. They don't feel old. They feel like themselves. Our inner soul, our inner core person doesn't really age. The body around us changes, and the way people react to us, that's a big deal. How we're treated changes, but we still feel that same sense of purpose and meaning and value in our own lives. And so there's a mismatch. And what we try to do at Senior Planet is simply give people an opportunity to get some tools and get some social connection to overcome that mismatch so that they can be their true selves more successfully. And that's not a magical thing. It's actually an obvious thing. You just have to talk to older people and ask them what they want to do and set them up to do that. It's not particularly complicated, but it's not something we've done enough of in our society lately. We have to do really retool a little bit for this longevity revolution. We're right in the middle of it.
I like to use the word rewirement as opposed to retirement. You know, you're rewiring your life. You're not like I'm retired theoretically, but I'm not really. I do play golf, but I do a lot of other things besides that. And I'm with my family. I have a part-time thing I do. And I'm involved, obviously, with Project Independence as a volunteer. I'm on the technology committee, which I'm big on, with Project Independence. And frankly, Project Independence has a program, technology for the terrified. But they have one person who tries to do a lot of things, and she's great, and she does a great job. But there's so many people that are involved in North Hempstead, as an example, that should be learning. Like, I'm big that you mentioned the tablet. To me, the tablet is like all of a sudden, it's most people, and this is only opinion. I'll be willing to wager like 90% of the seniors can get by with a tablet without having to have a full-blown laptop computer with all the keys and the bells and the whistles. You want to do email, you want to go on the internet, you want to communicate, you want to look at photographs, you can do all those things easily with a tablet. That's an opinion, Matt. You maybe can either reinforce or knock it down.
No. This is also a really helpful line of inquiry here, because I think also I want to make sure people get some practical help on this call and this session, because, you know, we've learned a lot over the years of teaching. And one of the things we've learned is, you're absolutely right, tablets are really helpful for people. They're easier to use. They're easier to set up. In many cases, they're cheaper for what you're using them for. And typically tablets divide between the Apple, which is the iPad and all the various iPads, and what they call Android tablets, which are typically cheaper and operate within, you know, some other version of the Android software. And you can learn those two, you can pick up a tablet and with a little bit of coaching, get started on it in just a few sessions with somebody, and it's pretty helpful for people. The only reason that you would want a laptop, or you would want what we call a Chromebook, which is a cheaper version of the laptop, is if you need that keyboard. And tablets can be set up with keyboards as well, but if you're going to be typing on a keyboard a lot, you want that experience that feels like a computer, then tablets can, or then the laptop can really be helpful. But it's really a question of how much typing you're going to do. If you're going to be typing a lot and really writing on it and using it almost like as a work machine, and a lot of people over 60 are still working, or if they're volunteering, their volunteer situation requires that they act like workers in an office. Sometimes that laptop or the Chromebook is the right format for them. So we teach at Oates, we teach laptops, we teach Chromebooks, we teach iPads, and we teach the tablet through the Android system. There's a T-Mobile tablet we teach at the moment. I will say one thing. I do think people over 60 should have at least one device, if they can afford it and they're willing to try, one device in the house that has a decent sized screen. So you notice I didn't say smartphone, because a smartphone is a small thing here. It's not, you can't, on a smartphone, you can't do a lot of the things that you'll do on a tablet because the screen's too small. And so we do recommend, even if you have a smartphone, that you should also adopt, if you can, a tablet that's the larger version of whatever platform your smartphone is on.
I just want to jump in here with one thing that both Tom and Otto have said, but it's a little too late for me. I told you guys in the beginning, I bought a laptop, an Apple. I spent $2,000 a month ago. The only thing I need this keyboard for is to type in my code to open it. I don't type on this. I don't do anything on it. I probably should have had a tablet. I mean, and so by explaining this to people, this makes this program just perfect today, because you don't have to spend the $2,000. Now, obviously, I can do it. Maybe I'll use it for work one day. I have no idea. But at this point in time, from a senior, obviously the tablet would have just been perfect. It would have been perfect for me.
Well, there's a few considerations here, and I can sort of help you think. I can tell you what I would have recommended or how I would have talked you through this. You know, essentially what you want to do is decide what kind of user you're going to be and where you're going to be getting help and where you're going to connect to people. So if everybody that you interact with in your family and your social environment, if most of them are on the Apple, then getting yourself an Apple laptop is not a bad idea because you're on the same platform as them. So if you need help from your kids and they call you up and they say, John, you know, Dad, you listen, open up the screen and click on the little bouncing face on the lower left side. Well, that's because they're on an Apple. And on an Apple, when you open that screen, that's what you see. And if that's what you see and what they see, then you can all help each other. And your files, everything are going to be very compatible and very easy to work with. So that platform is probably the most important indicator of success for older people. It's what are your kids on and what are your friends on? Because you're going to call people and ask them for help in the first month or two. And that whatever their platform is, you're going to want to match that. And that's the most important question. And then within the price points, you can go, the cheapest thing people can buy typically would be a very affordable Android tablet or what we call a Chromebook. A Chromebook is just like a laptop, but it has to be connected to the internet to work, and it uses internet-based software. So they're actually a little bit easier, a little bit more secure to use, and they are cheaper. Chromebooks are really very affordable versions of laptops. A lot of people really like them, but they're not Apple. And if you have to work in that Apple universe because everybody around you is on Apple, you might, and you can afford an iPad, an Apple laptop, they're really very powerful, wonderful devices, very well designed, but their price point is much higher. And then that last thing I would mention is there's a bit of a culture of technology use. So people that are that like design, people that have a few more resources often do use Apple because they're beautiful devices and they're very elegant and they look great. And they say about yourself that you're the kind of person that appreciates that. It's the kind of a person that might spend a little bit more on a car just because it looks better. But if all you want is the functionality, you might go with the Android.
You know, you bring up some really very, very important points in my opinion. We used to call it ICI, intelligent customer interviewing, or whatever you want to call it. The point being, have a conversation and define the goals and needs of this person. And like what you described about family involvement, what do you want to do with it? What could you do with it? And so on. Would that be something that Senior Planet, like people could start from the bottom, if you will, and think about, man, I'm hearing all these different things. I'm seeing all these ads for these kinds of laptops and this kind of Chromebook and this kind of whatever. Guidance in terms of just starting, like, is that something that Senior Planet might get involved with? You know, could people Absolutely. Talk to somebody and talk about their needs, and maybe you might make a recommendation as to what type of technology they ought to be going after?
Absolutely. And I think we have a hotline on Senior Planet right now for people because we're now doing everything digitally. So I'll answer that as a two-part question. Before COVID, we did a lot of that kind of work. We have volunteers at the Senior Planet Center, which is in Manhattan on 25th Street between 6th and 7th Avenues. It's right there. It's a retail spot at 127 West 25th Street. So when all of this craziness eventually subsides, people are welcome back there. All of our programs are free to the seniors from Senior Planet. So people can just walk in. You don't have to have you don't have to be an American citizen. You just have to be 60 or older, and we will help you out for free. So that's a resource. And we were teaching all over the country at Senior Planet centers, and we will keep doing that at the centers. We're paying the rent on these spaces. We're going to keep them open, and we will be back in business in 2021 teaching in person. And people come in and they say, I don't know what to get. I don't know what to buy. And we help them make those choices. We have volunteers, but we also have classes online right now at seniorplanet.org. And we have a hotline. I can give the number after the break that people can call to get help on the phone making some of those kinds of choices.
You know, we'll get that number when...
Yeah, when Tom comes back, because I think this part of this program is so important for seniors listening in reference. Coincidentally, I have three daughters, all three of them have apples. So obviously that's why they started me to the apples.
Great choice then. Makes sense.
Okay. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.